We are fortunate to have not one, but two storytellers. We'll be hearing from Wesley and Elsie Mast. Wesley and Elsie moved from Lancaster, Pennsylvania to Greencroft in March of 2019 and have been members at Assembly for about 2 years now. Elsie enjoys hosting neighbors and growing flowers, and Wesley enjoys wood turning. They both enjoy gardening and spending time with their family, which includes 3 children, 8 grandchildren, and 1 great-grandchild. Wesley and Elsie, we're looking forward to hearing from you.
Be not afraid. If you pass through raging waters, you will not drown. We moved to Plow Creek Fellowship in Tiskwa, Illinois. Now that's the area where Eric and Jim Kaufman grew up. We moved there in 1974. Plow Creek was an intentional Christian community, a member of the Mennonite Church. We also belonged to Shalom Covenant communities, and we shared our lives in many ways, including decision-making, worship, finances, work. Wesley was involved in farm management much of that time and other leadership, and I helped to market the fruits that we grew. For many years, I also worked in the school systems. We raised our 3 children there, and we hosted umpteen guests and many other community duties. At one time, we had 7 acres of strawberries, 2 acres of blueberries, 2 acres of various other berries like raspberries and blackberries. We worked. We also had fun sometimes. 26 years later, Wesley realized he needed to change from farm management, and he found a job as a chaplain, and that fit him well. He wanted more pastoral training in clinical work, and none would have been available locally. I no longer felt a strong call to community, and I longed for connection with our families on the East Coast. But I could not fathom any way that the two of us would agree to leave Plow Creek. By the year 2000, our 3 children were married, and it was agreed that the Mast could go to Pennsylvania for probably a year so Wesley could get his training. A Honda Accord was titled over into our name for $1. Imagine having your own car after 26 years of sharing. We could keep my 3 month summer teaching wages, and Wesley would get a stipend of $20,000 from St. Luke's Hospital in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. We packed the important things. That was a large computer, remember 2000? Wesley's bicycle, my sewing machine, a couple household items, and our clothing, and off we went in our car. Wesley had an extended time at St. Luke's Hospital, and I enjoyed leading activities in a retirement community. We connected well with family, and we were now members of Allentown Mennonite Church. Then I was diagnosed with breast cancer. It seemed like troubled, raging waters. Questions and feelings swirled around me. How are we going to make decisions now? What must we process with the people back at Plow Creek? What was our relationship there? How could we care for all these costs? During community days, costs were shared among communities like Reba Place Fellowship, Shalom communities in San Francisco. Even the Hutterites had asked us for money at times. How do we make decisions? What were our relationships? What were we going to do? How can we deal with the suggestions of cures from so many people? And how will Wesley and I manage to get through this together? How long am I going to live? What's Wesley going to do if I die? Would we ever see our grandchildren? Two were born during my treatment times. With whom should we consult? How will we share? Well, after a lumpectomy, I signed up for that sentinel lymph node trial. You know, they're only supposed to remove a couple lymph nodes closest to the cancer site. And when I woke up from a 2.5 hour surgery, 28 lymph nodes had been removed. We were shocked. The doctor just removed them. She didn't really know why. Pathology reports recommended chemo and radiation. None of those lymph nodes had been malignant. So now, which oncologist? What treatments? Questions swirled around me. I'm the daughter of a doctor, so I have my own agenda with doctors. And Wesley has his viewpoints on healthcare. Finally, I decided to go for the treatments offered, and the surgeon installed a port. After a very, very long surgery, the port went in through my jugular vein, and it was very, very long, so it migrated in my heart, and it only worked for the first infusion the day after it was installed. After that, all kinds of interventions wouldn't keep it from clotting. Later, the surgeon apologized for some of those surgeries, but I still have repeated attempts to forgive her because I know every day that all those lymph nodes are missing. Radiation was a piece of cake. It was photons speeded up in a linear accelerator and passed through my body. Those treatments were only given at St. Luke's Hospital and Sloan Kettering on the East Coast. And it was quite a time for us.
Our worst fears were confirmed. Elsie has breast cancer. These are reflections and ruminations from my journal, mid-January 2022. We cried. We hugged. We informed our children, siblings, and friends. Elsie said to one doctor, "We've had a good life together," to which he replied, "Your prognosis is good." Sorry, I didn't have these feelings at home. We can keep you around a while longer. Chemotherapy is suggested as an option for treatment. I remind myself, her cancer is stage one. Still, it is cancer. We will live with this the rest of our lives. I ask God, why this disease when life is so good? I'm in a second year of chaplain residency, well integrated at First Mennonite of Allentown, and very connected to our family. I feel so very blessed by the interaction with three other residents. I am 25 to 30 years their senior in my late 50s. Group process is as intense as in community, affirmative as well. One response to a verbatim stays with me. Be okay with who you are. With respect to chemo, I feel a strong need to protect Elsie. Isn't that my job? I research the side effects of chemotherapy and do not like what I see. I later seek counsel with a therapist who asks me, "Whose body is it?" Her question helped me let go. In my daily walks to and from St. Luke's Hospital, I ponder the power of three, the symbolic power of three places: Nisky Cemetery, dust to dust, Lehigh River, living water, and the hospital, trauma and restoration. I pray the Psalms. I find comfort in early morning contemplation and turn to the poets. Isaiah 55, "Oh, let all who are thirsty come to the waters." And Wendell Berry, "When despair for the world grows in me, my distress mixes with the grief of losing Plow Creek." Worship, the skits, the drama, the choreography of our worship time. I sing music from that era and relive the depth of passion in the live concerts of Jim Croger as he sings, "Why do we hunger for beauty?" I find the Jesuit album and learn all those pieces. "Be Not Afraid" is among them. I think it's a pretty good theme for this time, and I recommend it to Elsie. We sing it daily. "If you pass through raging waters, in the sea you shall not drown." So I'd rather sing it with you than talk about it. So I'm going to invite you to sing it afterwards. Pain and comfort become so fused together that they are hardly separable. During this time in chaplaincy, I have been a companion to those who are suffering, to those who experience loved ones who die, healing and restoration as well. But now I am the patient's husband. I am alone among folks asking, "How can I support you?" I live the spiritual. Jesus walked this lonesome valley. He had to walk it by himself. Nobody else can do this for me. Nobody knows her husband's lament. My bones ache to the core. I am like a parched pelican in the desert. Thank you, God, that I can pour out my grief to you, and in our conversation be reminded we are not alone. As she sleeps silently, I lie awake and ponder the wonder of this life companion. Her intuitive sense, a supportive friend. And as I looked over her speaking today, I remember when I was slain by her public speaking. And such resilience and determination. She keeps going to her job right during chemo and radiation. And nobody knows how I weep if I would lose the gift of her hands. She gathers a few flowers and makes creative arrangements, places pictures so appealing, plays piano, makes pancakes in a jiffy, and knits gifts for our family. Wow. So in my journal, I log what's helpful in people's response and what's not helpful. One brother and his wife call on the phone and offer a most loving prayer for us. Another brother calls late in the evening and wonders whether we have heard of sea silver and its healing qualities. No thank you, Milford. Incidentally, I looked online since, and it's the company is defunct, and there was a scam with it. One sister listens attentively. Another sister offers Elsie a catalog with wigs. Help. On this Sunday morning, I feel a mix of hope and dread. I take courage and go for a walk. The sun and grass look worn and weathered. The earth is drab. My body feels worn. Sadness dampens life-giving hiking and biking. I went to a country dance last night, but it was not the same. I did the motions, but there was little joy. The touches and twirls lost their exhilarance. I find solace in hikes along the Lehigh River. I crave fresh air and healing sun rays. I don the helmet and bike down Ostrom Street. Each cycle of the pedals, a kind of release from the traumas of last night. I rest by the Lehigh River, water flowing over rocks. Autumn leaves swirl. I smell the scent of sycamore and sumac. I hear a squirrel stir, crows call, water ripple over rocks. I feel above me the warmth of sun rays through airy helmet. Notice the reflection of elm and oak in the water. I am devoid of thoughts. Like a sponge soaking up overwhelming beauty, I just feel such a loving presence saying to me, I am with you, living waters flowing freely. This is a time to be empty, be open, be still. And I feel tears form in my eyes. I am covered in grace. Beauty flows all around me. It is almost too much. I am valued for who I am, how I am. Like water flowing from drops, I am formed in the flow of tears. A deep peace wells up within my heart. Dare I suggest this is the living water Jesus offered to the woman of Samaria.
As we sang the theme song that Wesley chose, if you pass through raging waters, you will not drown. Be not afraid. Be not afraid is found frequently in scriptures, the Old and New Testament, some people say close to 400 times. It's a hard thing for me to do, not to be afraid. This song was needed during this time for us. Isaiah 43, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, you shall not drown. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. In Luke, the Beatitudes were most comforting. Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you shall be satisfied. Reviewing this time of troubled waters shows me the mystery of God going before us, telling us not to be afraid. Overcoming fear, I can do best when I practice gratitude and trust. I am so grateful for Wesley's dependable, loving, strong presence as my life companion. And I am very thankful for Allentown Mennonite Church. Our small group was comforting. Wesley was not allowed to take much time off, but somebody was with me through every infusion and for a day afterward. Pastor Joe Kotfa led an amazing, amazing anointing service. Our three children, Leonard and Valerie from Illinois, Luke and Sarah were then in San Francisco, Adam and Charlotte were in Virginia. They came to visit us a number of times. Local siblings, aunts and uncles, co-workers, we had amazing co-workers at this time who chose to encourage us. I put my trust in a God who placed us at St. Luke's Hospital. Wesley could have gone to many different venues for this training, but we chose St. Luke's. And there was a cancer center at this trauma hospital. The care was stellar. Had I been in Tiscola at this time, I would have traveled 60-mile commute, and the care would have been very different. At St. Luke's, all costs were covered. I don't have any indication that we paid anything except for one drug during that whole time. And the most amazing thing is that now we were united in leaving Plow Creek Fellowship. Wesley couldn't think where he would work now in Tiscola, rural Tiscola, Illinois. And our Plow Creek Fellowship family understood that we needed to stay in the East. So it was an easy way out of community. Our marriage was as strong as ever. And I know that we can get through raging waters together if we do not fear and remember that God is with us. I think Wesley and Leon are going to sing this song, and you can join in with the chorus.
The refrain will be posted and projected. Thank you.